jumping right in. You clicked on the thumbnail. You know who I am.
Same.
We're done. I'm done with intros.
We're cutting it right to the chase.
Yes.
So we are going to talk today about trends, especially trends in the fishing and sport fishing lane.
Yes. Yeah, there's something going on out there. And it was interesting. We came across an article last week in research. So I subscribed to in LinkedIn.
People on LinkedIn.
Some people on LinkedIn. So some good market research. And I don't know. I'm going to let Melinda kind of summarize. That's her specialty is this stuff. Sales and marketing and all this stuff. And I am like, I'm not the best one to talk business like this. But I'm going to let Melinda share this stuff. So.
And before I share this, thank you, Ryan. Actually, what came up on Facebook the other day, which was so fun, was that it's been a year since you started helping out at Chris's Bait and Tackle Shop.
Yeah, it's been a year.
It was a year already. I was blown away. So, you know, thank you, Meta Facebook Memories, for showing us how fast time flies. But yeah, that was crazy. It was in my Facebook memory when you and I went to the tackle shop and kind of helped them understand what things could be put on sale and deleted from their inventory and kind of got a fresh start. So, yeah, happy anniversary, Chris's Bait and Tackle Shop, if you guys are listening.
Yeah, Tavernier Creek Marina.
Yes.
Got to throw that in there.
Yes.
Got to throw it in there.
It is very important. Yes, you are right to do that, absolutely, for many reasons. So an article that Ryan really wanted to refer to is actually a LinkedIn post by a woman named Stephanie Vadilaro, and I hope I pronounced her name right. And it was a great post, and it says about a week ago. We just pulled it up to refresh our memories about it. So if today is the April 20th, it would be like April 14th, and I'm going to try to attach it in the show notes so y'all can read it. But basically, she was talking about fishing trends, and she refers to another article and, you know, where are people buying their fishing supplies from, and how does that relate to if they're a new angler or not, and that the importance of going to a tackle shop to buy your fishing gear so you're educated on what to do and you don't, you know, lose hope or give up or have a bad day in the water, you know. And I'm just kind of extrapolating what she was saying in the post because it really made sense to Ryan and to myself. And it's super important to have basically the education, right? And a local fishing bait and tackle shop often is a great place to get education on what should you buy. You're going to go out fishing and you need to know, like, what to buy. And it's a pretty big world of a lot of gear, line, hooks, baits, the lures, the reels, the rods. Like, there is a lot.
Right, yeah, and that's it. There's a lot to choose from. And then you got to sort through all that stuff to, like, buy what actually works.
Mm-hmm. So she was talking from, like, a trend standpoint. You know, if there's a trend in people, like, giving up on fishing and learning how to be an angler, you know, is there any correlation to, you know, where they're buying their gear from? And it really made sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, and honestly, that's also one of the reasons why you started your courses back in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
The courses that are on Shopify.
Exactly.
On our website.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of anglers just looking for help. And those that ask for help that are ones that truly, truly want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying in the market research is that a lot of people that have bought boats are throwing in the towel.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you buy this big boat because it's nice and shiny. Let's be honest, for a lot of people, you always wanted to have a boat. And it's a nice shiny object.
Yeah, you watch a few.
Or your friend has one, or you watch some YouTube videos.
Yeah, you watch some YouTube videos.
You know, however you want to slice it, it's all fine.
It's all good.
I grew up wanting a boat, and my family didn't have a boat, so I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I have no judgment.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and you're like, oh, wow. There's a lot more to this.
Yeah, so. I can tell you that. Yeah, I see it every day. I see it every day at Tavernier Creek Marina.
There's a lot more more to this, and you become kind of maybe boat poor, or boat, you know, other things happen. Like you're just not educated. You don't understand.
Right.
An oil change on your engines is not the same price as an oil change on your car, people. It's a very different price.
Right.
So you start to get like a little like sticker shock of like, oh, I really didn't know all these things. Yeah. I didn't know that a slip was going to cost this much. I didn't know the marina could raise the prices. I didn't know that insurance was going to be this much.
Yeah.
So I didn't know all my friends were going to come along and they weren't going to chip in. That's another thing I'm sure many of you
see you later at the end of the day.
And you're the one stuck cleaning the boat.
My kid just called. He needs me to come home.
Oh, yes. Ryan had that many times.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, he had that many times. But, yeah, so it happens, right? There's all these things that happen. So, yeah, I think a trend is that people that, you know, bought their boats in 2020 are maybe having a wake-up call. And, and then Ryan still sees lots of new boats on the water. So we'll kind of see how this pans out.
Yeah. Yeah. I see lots of new boats. It was funny. I was out there yesterday and, it was interesting. I'm seeing guys fishing on dead weed lines for mahi when you should just be passing that stuff up because they're not there and you should just know that. And so I saw 3 40-foot Freemans fishing a dead weed line yesterday. I was like, okay. So it was.
They were all circling.
Circling the same weed line, and there were and all they were a bunch of bonitos, in dirty water.
Were they charters or anglers?
No, they were recreational anglers. Okay. Gotcha. So it's just interesting. Right. It's interesting. So it just.
But they don't know.
They just don't know. They don't know.
That's
so,
why you buy a course.
Right. There's one thing that comes to mind. We all know of like. There's a couple things that come to my mind. We all know the word street smart, okay? We all know that. Street smart, business smart. The saying right now is, are you YouTube smart? Are you boat smart? Or are you fish smart?
Mm.
Fish smart, okay? There's a difference, okay? There's a difference between a guy that's fish smart and a guy that's not really fish smart, but he's good at, like, doing all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have the ability to hunt. So if he doesn't have the ability to hunt and doesn't know how to hunt, then he is not fish smart. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's only fishing when it's good or when he gets calls from his buddies.
Right. But and two, I mean, I see what you're saying. So with someone who, let's say, buys a boat because they've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. And so then they have that picture in their mind about how to catch fish or perhaps that it's easy. And then they go out there and they troll around for, you know, 6, 8, 10 hours because that's reality if you're hunting.
Right. If you're hunting,
you thought based on watching YouTube videos that it was going to be easy.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's a huge difference in a lot of guys that hunt. And that are really good, and these guys there's a whole method to all that.
Right.
So when I seen that yesterday, I was like, yeah, I don't have to worry about these guys for another 3 or 4 years, or they're going to sell their boat like the rest of them are. So you have to develop that fish smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's fish smart, and that takes some time. That takes a good mentor. That it takes more than fishing numbers, because numbers don't always fish the same.
Yeah.
And there's a reason.
Fish move.
Yeah, it's fish move. You learn how to fish sit. It's a hunt. Where they follow, how they move. So.
And then, you know, honestly, because I'm this person, I'm just going to be honest. You have to take a look at, like, are you someone who has that level of patience to hunt?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm an Aries. I raise my hand high. No, I have no patience.
Yeah.
Like, this is not for me.
No.
Ryan can go by himself and go fishing.
Yeah.
So if you're not someone that can do that, like, you also have to be aware of that. Right.
You have to own that.
Because you may not, you just may not want to do that. Like,
right.
That's just not for everybody. That's also a really big thing to understand.
Yeah, it's huge. It's not easy. And when it's tough, You know, it's just like for if it's just a nice recreational day and you don't put any pressure on yourself and you just go out there and you don't catch them, you don't catch them. But you know what? You had a great day on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be out there on a weekend.
I mean, that's what I like. But
I mean, that's honestly, when I go out by myself, I could care less. I could really, like, I go out there and I enjoy my day and I usually do pretty good. And, you know,
do great.
And I'm just like naturally doing it. It's like a natural hunt. It's like I know where I got to be at this time or where I'm going to go. It's just natural. And sometimes clients are asking you what you're thinking. You can't really tell them.
Yeah.
So with the courses, I'm able to sit down and I'm able to have some time and I'm able to walk people through the process of beyond the basics of, like, it's the hunt, the fish smart.
Yeah.
So you got to be aware of that. That's what differentiates guys that really want it.
Mm-hmm.
Being fish smart.
Yeah. No, I love that. I've never heard you say that. So you're fish smart. Oh, so you're not book smart or street smart. You're fish smart.
I'm not like. I gotta tell you what, I know like 3 or 4 knots, and it's like the guy says, what knots are you tying, you know? And I'll get a guy on the boat, did you tie the FG knot? I was like, the YouTube knot? No, I don't. Let me show you the knot I tie. Well, I've never seen that before. And I was like, there's a reason why you haven't seen it before. Because really good guides don't share their knots. So
oh my God.
It's funny is that it's like they don't share their knots because they know other guys are going to break off sooner than later. So that's why they don't. It's such a competitive. And don't let anybody tell you it's not competitive. It's super competitive. It's crazy.
So, I've said this forever. I don't think I've said it on the podcast a long time, but when we first started, I had this huge like epiphany of the fact that anyone can fish. Anyone. Short, tall, male, female, fat, skinny, any type of skin color, demographic, religion, doesn't matter. And yeah, that's so different than other, let's say, sports out there.
Right.
And that's why this lane is so competitive, because there's so many people. Like, there's really, like, what's the barrier to entry, right? When you think about it, like, there's a barrier to entry.
Sure.
in a lot of different sports.
Right, a barrier. And that's the thing with myself and a lot of people, that's the history behind myself is, you know, I played baseball and basketball through high school. I was a catcher, and I was like the toughest job.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind the plate in the heat, in the mud, or the most unappreciated like spot. And then I umpired after that. So that's how I put myself through school. So I was in the sports 100%. And that's what I did. I played baseball. I grinded and team athletics. And so with that, my competitive edge came through being in sports. And so one thing about sports is I spent more time during my summers going fishing, so I didn't like do what the other kids were doing. Like they would go to camps and stuff, but I spent my time working on my fishing skills, and that's what I did, and I honed that. So, and I kept on doing it. So, and that's
And here you are today.
Yeah. And I didn't tell anybody.
And you're not
that.
A baseball player.
Right. I didn't tell anybody. Like, I didn't want to, like, I really loved to play baseball. I didn't really like basketball. So I was really, I really loved baseball. But I didn't tell anybody that I wanted to be a fisherman. Nobody. Like, I didn't even tell my parents. I would, like, tell my grandparents when they were alive. And they were the ones that kind of encouraged me. And I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell anybody what I wanted to do. And Melinda was the first one that I told, because I knew everybody's like would put me down.
Aww.
So, and I just would, because that's the truth. So people don't want you to, you know, they always want to poo-poo your ideas. So,
true. That's so true.
So yeah. So I didn't tell anybody. And it was funny when I got into the fishing industry, I would have other guides would see me working. It's like, oh, you don't want to get up that early and go. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't go that early.
Mm.
And I remember I was at the dock, and then I was coming back in with the Wahoos, and then one of the guys goes, well, you're leaving too early. You're getting out there before I'm getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you shouldn't be going out and catching bait at this time. Why are you doing that for? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that? And then I would come home, come back to the dock, and one guy was always like, it all pays the same. And I was like,
yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
It all pays the same.
Oh, a memory.
So I was like, it all pays the same. And I was like, what does that mean?
Someone we don't even see anymore. So go figure.
So, yeah. So it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have to just stay the course.
Stay the course.
And block out the noise.
Block out the noise, because what happens is that this, as soon as you start excelling at anything that you're doing,
The haters come out,
but they come out in like different ways.
Yeah,
it's like they may not
be helpful.
I'm trying to be helpful, but really they're not. They're trying to, like, they see you doing stuff and they try to, like, pull you back a little bit, but they do it like in a nice way.
Right. Manipulative.
Manipulative way. And so it just took me a while to catch on. Like, I just kept going out early. I was like, my gut was, I need to be out there at this time because this was right. And I saw something, and, you know, I'm self-taught down here.
Yeah.
So I taught myself everything. So nobody taught me how to mutton fish. Nobody. So,
no.
And when somebody tried to show me, I did it, I would do it the opposite and it would work. So that would tell me that they were trying to put me in the wrong direction.
Yeah. So for anyone that doesn't know, because we haven't said this in a while, and we never know who's all listening, but it was, I don't remember what year, but Ryan looked at me, it was going to be August, and he was like, I'm using this whole month to just focus on learning how to mutton fish. And I was like, I don't even know what mutton is, but sure. And he did. It was all him. All him. He studied, he practiced, he tried. Did all sorts of things.
Yep, and I went out by myself.
Came home skunked. So his being able to catch those big mutton consistently is 100% self-taught. 100%
right.
Self-taught.
Yep, I didn't have anybody pass.
No one was doing that down here.
Yep.
No one was doing that.
There was only a few guys that were doing it, I think, and I don't really
know. I heard this is a really great fish, and I want to catch big ones.
Yep, and that's what I heard.
And that was, like, what you heard, and again, I knew nothing about mutton snapper. I was like, what?
I wasn't even on Instagram. I didn't even know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what was going on out there.
No, because you weren't on Instagram until after Jimmy Jigs, because that was one of our hindsights, is that we should have changed the Jimmy Jigs Instagram to be Good Karma Sport Fishing. So.
Right. I didn't know who anybody was. People would say, oh, you know this guy? I was like, yeah, you know, I heard he catches some big fish. So that's what I really didn't know, honestly. I just, like, people would say, oh, you know him? He catches a lot of big fish. I really didn't know. So I didn't have any noise.
No noise.
I didn't know who was catching what. I just went out. My focus was to learn the bottom, learn the movements, learn the migrations, work hard, and not listen to what anybody else has to say or their opinions or what they think. People try to tell me, oh, I think this will do it. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to, like, I do my own thing because it's all noise.
Yeah.
It's all noise.
Yeah.
So... all noise. So I'm like, I don't know who's doing what. And I didn't really care.
Yeah.
So.
And you didn't even look at YouTube except for.
No.
You looked at YouTube to learn how to tie knots.
Yeah, I was having.
That was it.
Yeah, knots when I first started, because I was working on when I was working as a maid, I needed to learn how to tie a few knots and I could just tie the regular ones that I grew up with, but they wanted specific knots. They wanted a specific spider hitch, and I learned how to do that. There was only like a couple YouTube videos out there that showed me that. And that was one. And then what I found was that that one was wrong. And so I just kept practicing and practicing and practicing that knot, the spider hitch. So I like, and then a lot of the knots I do right now are ones that I do. So I don't watch any knot tying videos. I haven't watched a knot tying video in probably a good 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Seven, 8 years. So,
yeah.
And I sure the hell don't want to learn the FG knot.
It kind of sounds fancy, though.
Yeah, it sounds fancy.
Sounds like very Mission Impossible.
Don't you like don't James you know Bond. How to tie the FG knot?
Stop. Anyhow, well, one of the reasons, too, why I think it's really important that you hear Ryan share some of this is just because of the value that he shares in the 8-week intensives, and now we're launching with Early Bird Special, the Wreck Mutton Grouper one?
Yeah, the Wreck and...
Did I get the title right?
Yep, the Wreck and the deep water fishing, 200 feet plus. You know, we're just on, we're just finishing up, I got the last Q&A coming up, and then what I'm for the
more shallow
for the shallow water one. Now, what's unique is I'm just going to put that course on pause, and we'll resume it.
Yes.
Again, so this isn't the end of that. That it's just going to go on pause, because
it's just time for the new.
It's just time for the new one, and then I'll resume that course down the line, and you know, so
yeah. So we're in the middle of the dolphin wahoo,
mm-hmm.
the new wreck. I'm calling it the wreck because I have to keep these straight myself for all the different things I take part in help you with, is going to be launching. And you also have your online courses.
Yep.
And then if you want even more proximity, you know, Ryan has his laser sessions, so you just have to email him. And then also the Good Karma Fishing Club, which is a online, it's on Zoom twice a month, live call with Ryan, where he does teaching and answering questions. So
yep.
There are a lot of ways to work with Captain Ryan. There are a lot of ways. And, you know, you have to figure out what works for you, what works for your schedule, what works for your budget, what you need to learn. These are all really important things to think about, but there's enough out there for you to have guidance so you do not end up one of these anglers that we were talking about at the early part of this podcast, where you bought this boat, you're all excited to go fishing, and then you don't know what to do. Wah, wah. Do yep. not be that person.
Right.
Do not be that person. There are plenty of tools to take advantage of from Ryan. He opened and honestly shares from the heart. He overshares. The reviews we get, the feedback we get from the guys is incredible in terms of the amount of detail, the accessibility. Ryan answers questions for people, and he just really tries to make it as easy as he can, as easy as he can.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like, I'm sharing, like, there's lots of stuff out there, and I'm just cutting through the noise and just putting, like, I just want to put people on fish. It's always been my thing. It's like you want to get when you're getting some bites, you know, everything's good. It's all good when you're getting bites. Mm-hmm. As long as you, and then if you're not getting bites, there's something wrong. So you got to change it. And that's what I'm trying to help people through. And I'm walking them through the changes in the fishery because they're happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm just walking through like it's fun because I can, as I walk through stuff, I've changed so much last year versus how I'm doing it now is like different. So I had guys that were just booking me to kind of just like figure it out, but I'm like, that's 100% different now. And that's what I'm doing. So I'm walking the people through that now. And it's awesome to do that, be able to share with them the experience. And that's what I really like to do because it's an open place for me to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like to do that. And with a group of guys that really support Good Karma Sport Fishing. And that's a great spot for me. I really like to do it there because I know they're there to, you know, this for the support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
no, that's so cool. That's so cool. So I am releasing right after we record this podcast, a YouTube video that is so helpful and so impactful for everyone. And it's called The Stages of Learning. That's what we're going to talk about in the YouTube video. So if you are not a subscriber to my YouTube channel, please subscribe. I know I have lots of lurkers.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah, you're seeing. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys something. You guys got
it. Okay. Yeah. I don't care. Like, you can lurk all you want.
You can lurk
like,
all you want. Stupid.
Like,
so I know that you're out there. Yeah, like, it's emotional. Here's the thing. I know this, is that fishing is 100%. Like, if you're going to really do this shit right, you got to get your head straight.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. It's emotional.
It's like, emotional.
If you're triggered, if you're like, oh, I don't want to show my face, I don't want to subscribe, someone may see me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just emotional bullshit that you have going on in your head.
Yeah, if you're.
And that's just not even about me or Ryan. That's just in general.
That's in general.
I know that.
Yeah, I'm not perfect by any means. So I have a lot of things that I work on personally and to like clean my head to get better so I can focus and hunt.
Yeah.
Fish smart. Yeah. And if you, in order to be fish smart, you got to clean the bullshit out of your head.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Clean it up, people. Clean it up. Yep. I see you.
The biggest thing I can tell
sending you love is you got to,
it's like for me, it's like when you just like quit watching shit and just clean your head up and start working on stuff for your business.
Yeah.
Be focused.
And how I work with my clients is goal-focused growth. And I hold space for them to believe in themselves, take action, and trust. And as Ryan just said, like he shared with me that he wanted to be a sport fishing captain because he trusted that I wouldn't make fun of him or bring him down or tell him he was stupid or whatever. I believed. And here we are. Here we are.
Yep.
So I walk the walk.
Yep. So that's it. I appreciate all the guys that have signed up and supported me.
We've already had a lot of guys sign up for this new one that we haven't even like officially.
It's awesome.
Like this is the official launch.
Yeah.
We have like over half jumping in from the last course.
Yeah. And what's
easily,
what's great is that one of the, like some of the comments is like what I'm doing with the Q&A. It's like what I've kind of gone in because the Q&A goes in the place. It's like, it's fun because I'm like, okay, this is great. I can really go into detail in the questions.
Yeah.
And I love that. I really enjoy that. The question and answer part is like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Aww. So it's great.
And it's easy for the anglers, because we do have some women too, so shout out, that, you know, as you're thinking of questions, you just put them in the thread. So it's a great... It's a great setup.
Yeah, it's a great setup. So you might be up in the middle of the night and you had a question.
Yeah, like, just put it in.
I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. It's like, man, I wish I could get that question answered. So what you can do is you wake up in the middle of the night, you put it in the thread.
And then it clears your mind.
And then it clears your mind. You can go back to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing that you're going to get your question answered.
Exactly.
Truthfully.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
So anyhow.
So I'm also going to be starting a new podcast called The Wake Up Call, and I'm starting this podcast on the 28th. I will have some different types of guests. Ryan will be a guest on that podcast, but that podcast won't be aired to the Good Karma Sport Fishing podcast. It'll be just separate. And the reason why I'm doing this is I have so many stories myself, and I just really believe that so many people out there could use this extra shot of knowing they're not alone and having a wake-up call and trusting their intuition and moving forward and getting to a level of success. So the Success Codes podcast will just be a little different and maybe not every week. And instead, we're going to be transferring more to this new podcast called The Wake-Up Call. So it'll be a separate YouTube channel. So stay tuned for more of that. And I'm really excited.
Yeah. My one last thing is that if somebody does something nice for you, make sure you tell them thank you.
Oh, yes.
Make sure that you tell somebody thank you.
Yes.
It seems to be lost. One way that you can tell people thank you is by just commenting on their Instagram once in a while instead of lurking in a story.
Yep.
And
this goes for,
anybody.
Everyone.
This goes for everybody.
We have too many memes out there. And lack of actual action.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yep. Too many memes and lack of action. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So
actually do it. Like, show the fuck up and say thank you.
Yep.
To somebody. Up. To everybody.
Be thankful.
To your family.
Yep. Say thank
you. To your friends. To your spouse.
Say thank you. Somebody takes you on your boat. Be thankful about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So somebody shows you something that they shouldn't have showed you.
Yep.
Be thankful.
Yep.
So.
That's really, like, very, like, profound of you to end this podcast that way, Captain Ryan.
I know.
What's wrong? Who are you? No, he's very grateful. He is. I'm just messing. But sharing that on the podcast, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, sometimes we get caught up in the world of this whole thing and hasn't been an easy road.
Mm-mm. No, and if anyone thinks it is easy, like, that's, like,
no,
bananas.
It's not been an easy road.
So, but. But that's why you hire mentors and coaches,
right.
So you know you're not alone.
Exactly. So just keep doing your thing, and I look forward to seeing you new guys in the group.
Yeah.
And when the groups get started in the group, and then, like, you develop relationships, and that's how things grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes, you know, you break up. sometimes you get back together.
Oh, you know what, too? I want to say one more thing. I know we got a lot. We did cover a lot today. Last year we did this, and it was such a win. And that is, if you are interested in having a gift certificate for Good Karma Sport Fishing made, just email Ryan the information. We will not charge you right now because we actually don't like that piece of the process. But if you want to give a gift of a charter or, you know, towards courses or something, like we can create like a little gift certificate with the dollar amount, and then you can give it to, you know, your dad, you know, grandpa, whatever, whoever you give a Father's Day present to, because that's going to be around the corner pretty soon in June. And, you know, we don't podcast together every week, so
yeah,
in here. So it worked out really well last year. Several people took advantage of that. It's, you know, and then they use it whenever, and then they pay at that time. Like the person giving the gift would then pay at that time. So, so it's just a really easy thing to give somebody, and you don't feel like you have to put out a bunch of money right now. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So just know that.
Yeah.
You don't have to know that. I really believe in that because, you know, everybody has different budgets and stuff. And so I really, you know, encourage you guys to do that.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. We're going to wrap it up. My website is my name, melindavanfleet.com. So just check that out. Everything is linked on my website. And how can you get hold of you?
Yeah, then you can email me at goodkarmaryan@gmail.com. My website, goodkarmasportfishing.com. Instagram, goodkarmasportfishing_FL_keys. Yeah, that's it. Leave the small fish for the new boats behind you. Got ya. And remember, anytime you're fishing, it's all good.
Thanks for listening.